So I'm working at the A&P on Thursday when I overhear a conversation between Amy Plourde and Stephanie Jackson that went something like this. "How'd your yard sale go last weekend?" Amy asks. "What a waste of time," Stephanie replies. "First, we spend all day Friday getting ready. Then we get up at the crack of dawn on Saturday and haul it out to the driveway while people with big vans and pickups cruise back and forth like sharks waiting for us to set up. Early birds. Yeah, a lot of them dealers. When they finally park and get out of their trucks, leaving them running, mind you, they strut around like crows, picking stuff up, looking it over, then shaking their heads and putting it back down. Oh, those early birds are tough. Tell me about it." "We thought the furniture would get snatched up quick, but no, we waited forever for a sale. First thing to go, a life-size plastic lobster for a dollar." "Oh, jeez, rough start." "Honest to God, they wanted it for the lobster trap they got out in their yard. Guess their old one bit the dust. The guy tells me he puts a fishing line on it, hides in the bushes, and then when his grandkids go over to look at it, he pulls the line, makes the lobster wiggle. Scares the bejesus out of 'em, he says."
"Gotta admit, Steph, that's pretty funny."
"In retrospect, yeah. But at that point, I wasn't feeling all that charitable. By 10:30, we were starting to get mighty discouraged."
"How late were you planning to go?"
"3."
"Ouch! And it never picked up?"
"Oh, there was a steady trickle in the morning, but from 12 on, it was like a graveyard. At 1:45, I told my husband, 'I've had it. Go pick up the signs and I'll start packing everything up.'"
"So you had a lot of stuff left?"
"2 cars worth. Filled up the minivan and the Outback. Thank God they were nice at Goodwill. Came out to help us unload everything. Glad to have it."
"Well, at least you got rid of the stuff."
"Oh, we kept a couple of the bigger things, desk, a bookcase. Gonna sell those on Craigslist, which is what we should have done in the first place. When we got home, I says to my husband, 'You and I are taking a blood oath to never have another yard sale again.'"
"Don't blame you, Steph. Did you make any money?"
"Oh, $135. Can you believe it? All that prep, cleaning the stuff, pricing it, making signs, putting them up, hauling the stuff out, unpacking it, then packing it up a few hours later. Just wasn't worth our time."
Wow, poor Stephanie, what a saga.
"Listen, I know a thing or two about yard sales. I've given you tips on how to have a successful yard sale over the years, but I've never really talked about the mental game. Here's the deal. If you actually think you're gonna make enough money having a yard sale to justify the time you spend doing one, you're delusional. Ain't gonna happen. But if you think, 'I'm gonna clean and declutter my house. I don't know about you, but that's something I don't usually get paid for. Then I'm gonna put it out in my driveway, see what I have, meet a few nice people, chat with my neighbors, maybe give some of the stuff away, all the while nibbling on things I like to eat. Warning, no yard sale should be attempted without chocolate. Then I'm gonna pack what's left into my car and make a nice donation to Goodwill. Oh, and while I'm doing this, I find $135. Wow, that's enough for Charlie and me to have a night on the town and then some. In my opinion, that's a great day. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.